Welcome to the Healing Womb, our telemeditation healing circle, a sacred space and time we choose to gather and connect to our wholeness as we journey through life just as it is, unfolding moment by moment, breath by breath. So, who are our womb mates? We are Abby, Anita, Anne Marie, Carol, Cheryl, Cindy, Claire, Ernestine, Gail, Hannah, Jan, Jill, Karen and Karen, Lisa, Marilyn, Naomi, Noreen, Olga, Patty, Paula, Rose, Sheila, Stacy, Sue, Terry, Tracy, Viv, and me, Laura. Welcome to anyone joining our call whose name I've not invoked, and everyone who will be listening to the podcast later. I'd like to begin with a poem I discovered earlier this week, written by a fine poet friend of mine, Myrna Rosa. This is to set the stage, as they say, for our practice. Appreciation. Every once in a while, my life shrinks. Its myopic view magnifies, hypnotically convincing me, if only temporarily, that what I see is real and all. The minuscule pieces become big. I forget other colors, textures, shadows, transparencies that once were and could be again when I stop the little living. I tend to judge this as good or bad when it simply is. At times, the ecstasy of the universe in the bud of a flower, or the pain of all the suffering in the instant I stump my toe. Either way, I extract the juice of life from these condensed times. When life enlarges once again, I know there is essence in the bigger picture, and I'm glad. While on retreat, close to a month ago now, one of our teachers, Rabbi Rachel Cowan, shared a lovely practice with our cohort. She calls it a prayer walk. Now, this is filtered through my memory, not her exact instructions, though I did ask her permission to share my understanding of the practice with you. Rachel asked us to take a walk in nature, to be present to sounds, the sights, fragrances, the feeling of sun, wind, air on our exposed skin. To notice when we were drawn to a particular experience. When our attention seemed to nucleate around one thing in the environment, whether it was a bird's song, the sight of a new blossom, or whatever it was that woke up curiosity within. When we realized we'd been drawn to a single point of interest, she suggested we try to open our awareness, receiving, breathing, observing without seeking, grasping, or clinging, to simply be present as we walked with our senses wide awake. Now, this was not a judgment on the very natural and often valuable way our attention is drawn to certain details. Rather, it was an opportunity to explore a wide-angle lens on life as opposed to a macro view. For me, this was very interesting indeed. As you all know, I very much enjoy macro photography, getting very close to a single, beautiful something. So this was both a challenge and a gift. It helped me to realize I do the same thing with thoughts and worries. I become engrossed or fixated on certain ideas or concerns, and this practice reminded me that sometimes it's far more beneficial to just be with what is in a more generous, expansive, step back and experience what's happening without my habitual pattern of becoming caught and lost in the details. Both ways of being have their value. A practice like this helps us to understand that we have a choice in every moment to discern which perspective, focused in close or a wider view, is wiser. As Myrna expressed so beautifully in her poem, extract the juice of life from these condensed times. When life enlarges once again, know there is essence in the bigger picture. Now, as our time together is not a walking practice, I had asked you in an email to open a window for today's session, if possible. And this is to allow a bit of outdoors to enter in. Now, if you haven't opened a window, no worries. This practice will still be beneficial right where you are, just how things are. Please sit or recline, listening to your body and what it needs to be comfortable while remaining alert. Now, don't close your eyes quite yet. With a long spine, ever so slowly, begin to turn your head from side to side. As you do, examine the space around you. Notice the light, the colors, the shapes, shadows, transparencies, and textures in the room. Perhaps you'll see something that narrows your focus. Remember, this is not good or bad. It's just what happens to all of us. Continue scanning the room, turning your head slowly from side to side. If you find your attention drawn to one thing, try again to observe your space in broad strokes, light, color, shape, shadow, texture. Now close your eyes or soften your gaze. Attend to your breath, in and out, in your own natural rhythm. Ground your awareness in your body as it continues to open gateways to some of your other senses. Notice the places where your body is making contact with whatever is supporting you. Again, you might find yourself targeting particular sensations or slipping into thought. Notice what's happening and try again to widen your experience to simple presence. Be kind to yourself, no matter what arises as you slide back and forth between defined, focused attention to wide open awareness. And again, with a broad sweep of your surroundings, listen to what is near. You might begin just listening to your own breath. Now listen to sounds in the distance. Something might pique your curiosity, and if so, notice the desire to cling to a particular sound, and also the way sounds fade. Some completely, while others are steady or come and go at random. Again, expand your hearing, if possible, without naming or judging individual sounds. Attempt to listen to the vibrational symphony surrounding and filling you. Perhaps there is a fragrance wafting through the window or from some other place in your home. Again, many of us will at first have a tendency to name what we smell or try to figure out what it is. That's okay. Curiosity is part of who we are. What if for now you just allowed the variety of scents to mingle and blend together. Breathe them in and out. Life's complex perfume infusing this moment. As we enter silence now, continue to play with this dynamic of noticing when you've zoomed in on one experience and then expand your attention out again to open awareness. Thoughts, stories, aches, desires, and aversions will come and go just like the sounds, scents, and other sensations fading in and out. Life is perpetually this way. In and out, just like our breath. And when you realize you've been drawn to a single point of interest, whether it's an experience happening in the moment, a thought, or something else, see if you can open your awareness again, receiving, breathing, observing without seeking, grasping, or clinging. Simply be present, your senses wide awake. May the next few months be filled with colors, textures, shadows, transparencies, shapes, and all forms of sensual experience. May you find many moments, both narrow and broad, to enjoy the juicy nectar of life just as it is. Perhaps you'll try this practice as a prayer walk. It's extraordinary to be with the world, whether you live in the city, town, or the country, in this way. I offer my gratitude to Rabbi Rachel Cowan and Myrna Rosa for their inspiration in creating today's session, and to all of you who have shared this healing journey with me, many right from the beginning when the healing womb first opened way back in February of 2012. I look forward to reconnecting with you here in the healing womb mid-September. You're welcome to email me over the summer if you want to stay in touch. I am Laura Hegfield, creator and guide of The Healing Womb, a live meditation telecircle and podcast series. To learn about other services I offer, such as spiritual direction, creativity coaching, and Lev Bolev Soul Collage, please visit my website, shinethedivine.com.